Father God, Lord, we just come to you this morning, Lord. We praise you. We just glorify you, Lord. We just envision you seated on your throne, Lord. And we just say how magnificent you are. Lord, we just want to ask for your presence with us today. Lord, we just yearn for your spirit to speak to us, Lord. And we just ask you to change us internally, Lord, because we cannot change ourselves by our own strengths, Lord. We just ask you to sanctify our minds, our spirits, and our bodies, Lord. May you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. So today, the message I wanted to give was about acceptance. You know, I think that I don't really need to emphasize how much we need to feel accepted. It's a very innate and natural need to feel accepted, to feel approved, to feel that we have self-worth. And I think it manifests itself in many, many ways. I mean, it manifests ourselves in the way we look to social media, look to followers, the way we look at our careers, our titles, our friendship circles, how we compare ourselves sometimes, and even at church. Now, wanting to feel accepted, approved, finding self-worth important is not a bad thing. Because it's simply how we were created. It's simply how God created us to be. When we were created by God, read in Genesis that, you know, he created Adam and Eve, and he said it was good. And if you remember, Adam and Eve were pretty much the only two human beings for a while, and they were the only ones communing with God. And I think God, it was almost symbolic. God almost was trying to say and show that really all Adam and Eve really needed was God's approval. There was, for that period of time, perhaps no one else around. Okay, granted, there was no social media or careers as a distraction, but I think it was quite important to see that Adam and Eve probably only needed to rely on God's acceptance and approval, and that was sufficient. That was all they really needed. But we know that after the fall, it really drove a wedge between our human ability to draw acceptance from God, and it just broke that affinity towards just getting that approval from God. We instead look to the earthly things, the unspiritual things, to fulfill that need. Which is why I say it's not unnatural, it's not a bad thing to feel that need, because we do, and we draw that, for example, from our parents. You know, when you see little children playing, and I have my 2-year-old daughter myself, you know, they might get hurt. Other children might call them names or be mean to them. But what happens? Do they ask the friends, you know, what do you think of me? They don't. The first thing they do is to run directly to the parents, and they look into their parents' eyes, and then they say something like, someone so-and-so was mean to me, you know. They say that because they want to feel, and they know that the parent will simply say to them, child, you are not this way. You are completely the opposite. You are beautiful. You are amazing. You are loved. And immediately they are fulfilled. They are filled with that sense of acceptance, that sense of approval. And I think, you know, even when Jesus said, we must all become like little children before we can enter the kingdom of God, he was not asking us to become immature. He was simply perhaps saying to us, you need to become like a child and the way a child responds and yearns and needs his parent. Because even though we're all adults now, and even though we may not always need and seek the approval of our earthly parents, I think what we forget is that we need and we should seek the approval and draw our acceptance from God constantly, and even more so in today's day and age, even more so when we are bombarded with all the other things that pull and draw for our attention for acceptance. There's so many things because our peers do that. Social media does that. And then we forget that, in fact, the only true unchanging source of acceptance is actually from God. And we have that because we know that Christ has broken that curse. Christ has broken the curse where we are unable to finally be fulfilled by God alone. But we live in this in-between time. We live in the time when we know eternally and spiritually we are saved. We know that, you know, God will finally redeem one day our cells, our bodies, this whole earth. There will be a new heavens. We know that will happen, but we still struggle in this fleshly body. We still have this sinful nature in us. The old man, even though we are, the Bible says we are a new creation, you know, we still live in an in-between time. And so we still struggle with that. We just have to remember God has accepted us completely despite our sin. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't continue to contend for our faith. We don't continue to acknowledge the sinful nature. We don't continue to fight the good fight. We do. But I think that perhaps some of us will feel disappointed. Some of us will feel frustrated that, you know, despite all our efforts, we still go back to the same routine. We still go back and draw from the same unspiritual sources to keep us and sustain us and to make us feel happy, to make us feel proud, to make us feel accepted. And, you know, I go through exactly the same thing. But I really take comfort in the fact that God is actually working in me. You know, my sincere efforts may not be enough, but God is surely working in me. Now, in Romans 8, and I'll read from Romans 8, verse 19. It says, "For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who His children really are. Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. And we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as His adopted children, including the new bodies as He has promised us." So the solution really is not to rely on our own strength or self-will, to convince ourselves to feel accepted by God, or try to really force ourselves to just reject those desires to seek temporary forms of acceptance. We try, but don't be discouraged and don't be disappointed, because we will fail. One way or another, we will fail, and it shouldn't surprise us. But we can believe that God is working. Philippians 1, you know, is great comfort, because it says, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue His work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." So for the listeners, if you can just close your eyes and just meditate on God's acceptance. Meditate on these words. And just close your eyes and just I'll just lead us through a few words. Just spend time now, you know, trusting that God's Spirit is at work in us, is in work inside you, despite how you feel, despite how your morning might have went, despite how your week might have been, despite the things you might have said, might have thought. God's Spirit is given to you as a guarantee. It says so in the Bible. So, welcome Him. Welcome Him now into your mind. Welcome Him into your body. Welcome Him to touch your spirit. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to feel anything. You don't need to conjure up any emotions. Just know when you invite Jesus into yourself, into your mind, body, and spirit, Jesus says He will come. He will come and He will dine with you. He will eat with you. He will be with you. You don't need to feel anything. You just need to trust. Because God is faithful. God acknowledges your need to feel accepted. God created you. He created that God-shaped vacuum inside your heart. It is a legitimate need. Do not be ashamed of it. Just look to the true source of acceptance and approval. Acknowledge and tell God He is the only source that can eternally fulfill you. Fulfill your need for His approval. And His approval of you is unchanging and unlimited. His love for you is like that. And really, it's the only thing that matters. May Holy Spirit teach your spirit, teach your mind, and teach your heart to remember that. And may the Holy Spirit continue to change you internally. We don't have worship today, but we're going to allow just God and Spirit to just work in you, and we will pause for 5 minutes just for you to reflect, and then we'll go into the CMP prayer. So let's turn to our community prayer. Let's pray for the members of our church and their families and friends suffering from cancer. Pray for Sheldon's grandfather, P. Mary's Uncle Bill, Sylvia Kwok's sister, Corey, Jade Shi's sister Chloe, Ming Min. Pray also for chemo radiation therapy for Jung Min Lee's cousin, Yun Kyung. Let's also pray for the others who are suffering from infirmities and pain and diseases, Lord. Okay, so let's pray for Yongjin Lee's mother, Alex Cham's cousin Matthew, Hyunjin Lee, Christina Chung's mother, P. Andrew for his impaired hearing, Janella Chan's boyfriend Daniel, Jungmin Lee's mother, Jungmin's nephew, Sun Wong, Tim Tang's godmother, David Wu's father, Carmen Wong's cousin, Kim Yen, P. Mary's father, and Fabi. Let's also move to others as well in our congregation for illness. Also pray for chance for God's word to bring salvation into their lives. So John Huang's co-worker's uncle, Jackie Lam's friend's father, Cadence Lam's friend's brother, Annie Lam's mother, Jenny Lin's grandmother, P. Mary's friend's mother, Archie Lin's stepfather, Kat and Marion's aunt, Virginia's father. Let's also pray for those in our congregation who are seeking for jobs. So Dan Park seeking a job in the U.S. to be closer with his father, Harris Ming, Samuel Hakim. Let's just pray for open doors. We pray for provision. Let's turn our focus to the larger congregation at large, the mission focus. We know that the North Korea mission team is going soon. We just pray, Lord, we just pray in confidence that there will be open doors for the mission team to North Korea. There will be open hearts to receive them, to receive you, Lord, for that ministry. We prepare for the team ahead in advance. We just pray just that their words will be your words, and they will bring both a sword, a shield, and comfort in North Korea. We pray for other mission opportunities in Asia and partnerships in Asia. We know that you, Lord, are preparing for those partnerships to come. We just pray that our hearts will be sensitive and that we will be able to hear your voice when the opportunity knocks. We also pray for the persecuted churches in the Middle East and in China. We just pray for protection over your congregation, your lambs. We just pray, Good Shepherd, that you will protect them. We also want to pray for the weekend ahead, for SP weekend gatherings. Many gatherings coming out. There's also a prison outreach. There's a drug rehab outreach. Pray for the migrant workers outreach as well. There's a lot of migrant workers in Hong Kong. We just want to acknowledge them, and we pray for the outreach team really to touch their hearts. We pray for the Sunday service to come. We pray for Noah's Ark. Pray for the worship team, hospitality in the church. We pray for the SP youth groups. We pray for Yahweh, SPIN, SPIL services and activities in all the meetings. Lord, we also turn our focus to our home in Hong Kong. And we pray that that there will be a unity, at least in the body of Christ, a unity to seek your face, Lord. You know, we are facing a historical moment, but we come humbly before you, Lord, and we just want to seek your face. If we need to, we will put on sackcloth and ashes, and we will fast before you, just for your spirit to heal the brokenness in Hong Kong. We pray for the Japan mission trip, which is coming up on the 20th and all the way into the 28th of July. We just pray that this mission trip, which is really hard to come by because Japan is such infertile territory, that you will really break ground with this Japan mission trip. You will really be able to start new opportunities, new partnerships. You will reignite your name in that nation. We also pray for the Korea mission trip. The Korea mission trip, which is happening on 24th of July into the 3rd of August. We pray the same thing. We pray that legalism, we pray that all the things that the wrong things that they've learned about you, Lord, will be unlearned. That there will be a complete shifting, a complete upturn of the things which are not of God. The cancellation of the religious spirit, Lord. We just pray for everything in Korea and Japan, Lord, to change and become more like you. We pray for the church to rise up, to be encouraged, and to move with your power, Lord. So Lord, we just end this morning acknowledging your spirit, acknowledging your power, acknowledging that your work is mightier than our strength. And we just continue to pray for you to change us eternally for your glory, and for your spirit to remind us to also look outwardly into a broken world and to bless those around us, to love others well, and to also know that we are loved by you. In Jesus' name, amen.